Now, this may be one of the most controversial videos I've ever put out there. This is actually on Feliksa Kotowska, a Polish religious sister and the foundress of the Mariavites. Now, for some of you out there, you may be hearing about the Mariavites for the first time. And for some of you, you may have already known their brief history and the reason why they were actually excommunicated by the Catholic Church. But I actually wanted to put this video out there to get your feedback. Let me know what you think. Was this problem from the very beginning? Or was this a matter of responsibility falling into the wrong hands of a successor? Let me know what you think. Feliksa Magdalena Kozowska was born on the 27th of May, 1862, in Wieczyna, Poland. A year after her birth, she lost her father, who died on the 3rd of February, 1863, whilst fighting in the January Uprising, an insurrection in Russia's Kingdom of Poland, aimed at the restoration of Polish independence. Feliksa, together with her mother Anna, used the help of their relatives to get through these difficult times. In 1972, they moved to Warsaw, where young Kozowska received a formal education. Even though she was well-educated, Feliksa had always wished to become a nun. But the difficult political situation in the aftermath of the uprising hindered these plans. Catholic monastic orders were forbidden by the Russian government from accepting novices. When Kozowska was 21, she participated in religious retreats, after which she joined one of the secret religious orders, the Congregation of the Franciscan Sisters of the Afflicted. The congregation's purpose was to look after sick people from the upper classes. It was not the right place for Feliksa, who looked for greater contemplation. So a spiritual director allowed her to leave the order. She headed to Plock, where, among her other duties, she took care of sisters who worked in factories. Then, on the 8th of September, 1887, she organized her own congregation of the Sisters of the Poor of St. Mother Claire, in other words, the Poor Clares, taking the monastic name Maria Francisca, which referred to both Mary, Mother of Jesus, and Francis of Assisi. The sisters, however, called her Matetska, a diminutive of Mother, which was commonly assigned to the Mother Superior in female congregations in 19th century occupied Poland and can be translated as Mommy or Beloved Mother. In order to hide their true identity from the secular authorities, Kozowska set up a shop where the Poor Clares manufactured religious items for the clergy. Some of the local priests, being aware of the conspiracy, helped the sisters financially and listened to their confessions. These informal nuns were generally admired for their piety and the way they dealt with severe conditions of living. On the 2nd of August, 1893, when the feast of Our Lady of the Angels was celebrated, Maria Francisca claimed to experience a revelation after hearing a mass in St. John the Baptist Seminarian Church in Plock. She was reportedly called by God to set up a new religious order called the Mariavites, that is, imitators of Mary's life. They would spread the work of great mercy, standing mainly for propagation of the adoration of the Blessed Sacrament and devotion to Our Lady of Perpetual Help. The vision had clear apocalyptic overtones. Matetska was supposedly informed that they were living in the end times, which was understood to mean the end of the ultimate corruption of morality. The world desperately needed rescuing, which God offered through His mercy. The vision did not discuss the literal end of the world, but pointed to the coming renewal. According to the revelation, the Mariavite order was supposed to consist of secular priests and secret nuns. The biggest controversy was caused by the fact that secular priests were to be led spiritually by a woman, who was a nun only unofficially. Not all the clergy who joined in knew about the revelations or Kozowska. In 1903, the Mariavites finally decided to go to Rome in an attempt to gain canonical status. But in 1904, the Supreme Sacred Congregation of the Roman and Universal Inquisition came to the conclusion that Matetska's visions were hallucinations and delegitimized the movement. The Mariavites tried to appeal that decision, but they were excommunicated from the Roman Catholic Church in December of 1906. After the schism, the Mariavites did not immediately set themselves up as an independent Catholic Church, but remained as an independent order for almost 3 years. They were supported by approximately 60,000 people who believed that the Pope would change his verdict and bring them back into the Church. This did not happen, however, and the Mariavites became alienated from the rest of Polish society. In 1909, they allied with the old Catholic churches. The union allowed them to create their own independent hierarchy and to understand themselves as part of the valid apostolic succession. Mateczka continued to claim that she received visions from Jesus until 1918, when the Mariavites claimed that she was given God's mercy. They meant the work of great mercy, which Kazowska received through the vision in 1893. The press tried to depict the Mariavites as naive people, indiscriminately devoted to their female spiritual leader. Mateczka was reported to be carried on a special throne during religious services, saying Mass herself, ordaining new priests, and even introducing dogmas. In fact, such reports could not have been further from the truth, which was testified even after investigations by non-Mariavites. Under the Mariavite interpretation, Mateczka was chosen by God, but remained a human being and a sinner like the rest of humanity. The death of Maria Franciszka on the 23rd of August, 1921, was a huge blow for the Mariavites, but also gave rise to new theological interpretations, which were not possible previously. Mateczka was claimed to be perfectly united with Christ at the moment of her departure, thus becoming the spouse of Christ, and not merely one of many brides.